Welcome to the Dementia Research Project. One of the aims of this project is to explore how dementia has been perceived throughout history and to chart the progress built upon the shoulders of giants. We begin in ancient Egypt, the cradle of civilization, where early notions of what we now call dementia begin to take shape. As far back as 2000 BC, the Egyptians observed a link between aging and memory decline. Despite their belief that the heart and diaphragm were central to mental life, they noted the effects of aging on the mind. For centuries, mental illness was often attributed to supernatural forces. Many cultures saw it as divine punishment or the work of malevolent spirits. Ancient Hebrew texts, like the Book of Deuteronomy, viewed disordered thoughts as a curse from the gods, interpreting madness, blindness, and confusion as retribution for disobedience. During this era, dementia was misunderstood, often seen as madness or folly. This led to misguided treatments, such as trepanation, the drilling of holes into the skull to release evil spirits. Fast forward to 6th century BC, when the Greek philosopher Pythagoras described dementia as an inevitable consequence of old age. He likened it to the imbecility of the first epoch of infancy, highlighting the parallels between the vulnerability of old age and infancy. The term imbecility, from the Latin imbecilis, meaning weak or weak-minded, underscored his view of mental decline as a natural part of life's cycle. As history unfolded, the Roman philosopher Cicero offered a more nuanced perspective. He argued that dementia was not an inevitable part of aging, but affected those lacking spirit and will. Our exploration of ancient wisdom concludes with Galen, the Greek physician who revolutionized medical thought. Galen identified morosis, a mental slowness leading to forgetfulness and cognitive decline, paving the way for a deeper understanding of the human mind. With the fall of the Roman Empire in the 5th century, progress in understanding dementia slowed. The Middle Ages saw theocratic beliefs dominate, often viewing senility as divine punishment for sin. Ancient texts, such as Deuteronomy, reinforced the idea that disordered thoughts were curses from God. Dementia was seen through a spiritual lens, often viewed as a test of faith, demonic possession, or a consequence of original sin. Those afflicted were branded as mad or foolish, condemned to suffer in ignorance. The Enlightenment brought a new era of reason and scientific inquiry. Thinkers like Isaac Newton, Joseph Priestley, and Edward Jenner sought to understand the universe, including the human mind. French philosopher René Descartes proposed that experiences leave traces on the brain, like tiny pores forming patterns. Building on this, English physician David Hartley suggested that nerve vibrations give rise to sensations and memories, offering insights into mental phenomena. In literature, William Shakespeare symbolically portrayed dementia through King Lear, one of the most profound tragedies in English literature. Meanwhile, Thomas Willis, a physician, coined the term neurology and described vascular dementia in his book, De Anima Brutorum. The Enlightenment of the 1600s paved way for modern psychiatry. In 1797, French psychiatrist Philippe Pennel coined the term dementia, or demence, derived from Latin de, meaning out of, and mens, meaning mind. Pennel's description of dementia was remarkably accurate, though the term didn't fully capture the disease's complexity. Pennel classified mental disorders into four types: melancholia, mania, dementia, and idiotism. He later challenged prevailing attitudes towards mental illness, advocating for humane treatment at the Bicêtre Hospital in Paris. He spent hours talking to his patients and insisted they be unshackled from the iron chains. In 1838, his most talented student, Jean-Étienne Esquirol, further advanced psychiatry, distinguishing various mental disorders and promoting the destigmatization of dementia. A demented man lost the goods he used to enjoy. He is a wealthy person turned poor. An idiot, by contrast, has always been unfortunate and poor. 26 years later, on 14th of June 1864, Eloise Alzheimer's was born. Tracing the history of dementia reveals a remarkable evolution. From ancient beliefs in supernatural causes to the insights of early philosophers and physicians, our understanding of dementia has transformed over centuries. Standing on the shoulders of these giants, let us all look forward to more progress to come. Thank you for listening. Onwards and upwards.